Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams and riches become, lost in the sun.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we are at your service. We're talking about something pretty deep, pretty interesting to me, very interesting to me, and that's something that I think all of us should pay more attention to, and that is the ethical part of our lives. And we earlier in the hour we talked about in this visit with Gary, we talked about how money is corrupting people, and how it corrupts good people. The availability, possibility of money corrupts good people. We talked in the last segment about the impact on the religious organizations and also a little bit on Wall Street. Gary, wrap this up for us. But before we do, I want to give you some quotes that I really love and that I hope people will think about. And there are three of them. One's from Socrates. He said, "To live with honor is to be in reality what you appear to be." And that's all about transparency. The second one is from Albert Camus, the French Nobel laureate, who said, "Integrity has no need of rules." And the third one is from my ethics expert, Lynn Morella. He says, "Ethics is devotion to the unenforceable." Now, if we had those three statements, were if everybody woke up in the morning and said those three things to themselves, I think we could over time have a better world. What do you think?
Let me give you an easier one from Warren Buffett. He was once asked, "What's the most important business advice you ever got?" His response is, "There can't be two yous." In other words, he said, he went on to explain, if there's one you doing business in one way, and you would do business another way if 60 minutes were in your shop.
Right.
He said, "You're doing business the wrong way."
Mm-hmm.
Boy, would that be
gutting. That's what Socrates was talking about.
Exactly.
Be in reality what you appear to be.
That's what it's all about, Jim.
And those are things that I watch for. When I do business with people, and I'm proud to say over the last few decades, I have really tried to abide by that. By that I mean, I've tried to not only be that way, I've tried to observe other people. And when I saw somebody who was not always what they appeared to be, I went away from them, including big companies, including, you know, people who could have paid, maybe I could have done a lot of business with. I unplugged. I didn't want to do. I've had companies contact me about doing business, and I didn't like the way they did business, and I wouldn't do business with them.
Jim, I actually have Christian business organizations that I don't belong to and haven't for years because I know too much about the people leading them.
Right. So are we saying that the most important thing we can all do is just to have our standards? Have our standards as high as we can possibly have them and live those standards?
As possibly high. We're all humans, Jim. And the other thing you have
That's
to
my point when I say it's possibly high, because I'm, you know, my feet are made of clay just like as you quoted earlier, as Jesus said.
Well, I'm a senior softball player, Jim, and one thing I have to remind
you. I know half of that's true.
All the managers are so competitive and so on, and I have to remind them all of the time that this is just recreational softball.
That's
and
right.
That even the major leagues have an E on the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's just going to be people who make errors, whether it's umpires, players, or whatever.
Right.
That's a good metaphor for life, too. We have to live with a little grace.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as our own lives, yes, Jim, we have to aspire. The problem in our culture today, I believe, is we practice grace toward ourselves or our small groups, and we're very hard on others. We see that politically. We see it in the corporate arena,
mm-hmm,
and so on. And we've got that all backwards.
You're saying we should be a little harder on ourselves and redeem others more often.
A little more graceful toward others. And mm-hmm. I think particularly in the political arena, we've got Congress. Do you know the last poll about Congress? Do you trust Congress? Not only was it the lowest Congress has ever seen, mm-hmm. it's the lowest of any major institution in the history of the United States.
It's because there's nobody in the middle.
Well, we're all condemning each other instead of living what we should be living.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Gary, give us the website one more time, please.
Financialseminary.org.
Gary, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Always, Jim.
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. He always makes us think, and we always appreciate that. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.